That last one, Granger claimed, was the only person he could trust to help him out. He should show the letter to Milo Weaver, and only Milo Weaver. And that would be his passage. He kissed Zhuzhe, then snuck out to the yellow-lit Habsburg morning with his shoulder bag. He decided to walk home. It was a bright day, full of possibility, though around him the morose Hungarians heading to their mundane jobs hardly noticed. His apartment was on Vodas Utca, a narrow, sooty lane of crumbling, once beautiful buildings. Since the elevator was perpetually on the blink, he took the stairs slowly to his fifth-floor apartment, went inside, and typed the code into his burglar alarm. He had used the money from the Tassar story to buy and remodel this apartment. The kitchen was stainless steel, the living room equipped with Wi-Fi and inlaid shelves, and he'd had the unstable terrace that overlooked Vodas reinforced and cleaned up. Unlike the homes of many of his makeshift friends, his actually reflected his idea of good living, rather than having to compromise with the regular Budapest conundrum, large apartments that had been chopped up during communist times with awkward kitchens and bathrooms and long, purposeless hallways. He flipped on the television, where a Hungarian pop band played on the local MTV, dropped his bag to the floor, and took a leak in the bathroom, wondering if he should begin work on the story alone or first seek out this Milo Weaver. Alone, he decided. Two reasons. One, he wanted to know as much as possible before sitting down to whatever lies Weaver would inevitably feed him. Two, he wanted the satisfaction of breaking the story himself, if possible. He washed up and returned to the living room, then stopped. On his Beau Concept couch, which had cost him an arm and a leg, a blonde man reclined, eyes fixed on a dancing, heavy-breasted woman on the screen. Henry's mouth worked the air, but he couldn't find any breath as the man turned casually to him and smiled, giving an upward nod, the way men do to one another.
Fine woman, huh?
American accent.
Who?
Henry couldn't finish the sentence. Still smiling, the man turned to see him better. He was tall, wearing a business suit but no tie.